This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Lebanon is marking Valentine's Day with a sad anniversary this February 14th. 9 years ago today, Prime Minister Rafik Hariri was assassinated in a huge bombing in downtown Beirut. Several suspects have been indicted by the Special Tribunal in The Hague investigating the case, but they remain at large. Meanwhile, on the political front, Prime Minister-designate Tamam Salam is expected to announce a national unity cabinet Friday after weeks of inter-party wrangling. Monsignor Simon Fadoul, the outgoing president of Caritas Lebanon, told me that not much has changed in his country since Hariri's assassination in 2005. If anything, the new apostolic exarch for the Maronite faithful in Western and Central Africa says matters are worse.
Unfortunately, things have gone bad, have gone worse than they were in 2005.
We did see just last week Patriarch Rai, the Maronite Patriarch, and the Maronite bishops come out with what they called a roadmap to Lebanon's political future.
Well, it was a kind of first of a reminder of the constants of our Lebanese identity, not only as a church, but as Lebanese. And the constants of the Maronite Church in that respect, meaning predicating the sovereignty of Lebanon and the independence of Lebanon and the neutrality, the positive neutrality of Lebanon within the region, because we cannot continue to pay the price for others, and we cannot continue to be the playground for regional and international powers. We cannot. The Lebanese have had enough, and enough is enough. For the past 40 years, we haven't taken a break, since 1975. It's been going on and on and on unceasingly. Personally, I was a kid, I was, an adolescent when the war broke out, and since then, I don't think we have known a period of, lasting peace for more than a few months. It's not healthy to the future of our children, of our country. That's why the Patriarch and the Synod of Bishops decided to launch this appeal. And it is a sort of a roadmap, because it talks about upcoming important events like election of a new president, like election of a new parliament. And meanwhile, it's talking about farther reach in the future in terms of strategic thinking. Where are we heading to, and how we should be, one hand, we should have a shared vision in that respect. It's a good thing.
If you could give us a snapshot of what is going on in Lebanon at a political level, you say today perhaps they're going to be announcing a new government.
At the political level, we still have what we call a vertical division in the country politically between the proponents of 8th of March and 14th of March, and the two movements that have kind of divided the country since 2005, since the assassination of Prime Minister Hariri. Since then, it hasn't stopped, because unfortunately, each of the two parties, due to divisions, because each group is made up of so many parties, it's alliance of parties. Each group has, unfortunately, ties with the outside, be that regional or international powers. So this certainly places a great burden on the Lebanese shoulder, because after all, the final decision of the different groups is not held within their own hands. They have to refer to their own bosses, quote unquote, so that they could make up a decision. And this is very serious. The same thing has been accentuated with the Syrian war, because, the group of 8th of March are pro-Syrian regime, whereas the 14th of March are against the Syrian regime. And you could imagine the different conflicting views and positions that have been taken by both groups. And it's been certainly reflected on the Lebanese scene itself, through car bombs and explosions here and there and suicide bombers and whatever.
And the entrance of Al-Qaeda-linked operatives into Lebanon.
They are already there through their operatives, through their affiliates, if you want, associates, whatever, be that Jabhat al-Nusra or Daesh or whatever it is. And this cannot be but bad news. the presence of such people, such groups, cannot be but bad news, you know, for the country and for all, the whole population. It's not good for Muslims or bad for... No. It's bad for everybody, you know, this is quite critical. So that's why what we are seeing now is as if there is no end to the political instability until a kind of a settlement is reached, a solution is reached in, regarding the Syrian crisis. And, you know, it's kind of far-reached, yani, because people were building ambitions and hopes on Geneva's talks, and we are all witnessing what's happening in Geneva. The worst thing is that all this political situation has been reflected in every dimension of the Lebanese people's lives, especially economically and humanitarily. You know, it's been really very bad.
Getting back to the talks in Geneva, we have seen some positive steps towards not necessarily a resolution, but at least to allow humanitarian aid to get into, for example, the Homs and
it.
To get people out.
This is the only thing that you could say it's a positive. Well, yes, there is another thing that they sat in the same room, if we want to talk in this manner. It's true, we have to look positively at things, but unfortunately, by being there, by coming to the talks, is a step forward, is a positive. But if they don't have the willingness to reach a compromise, to reach a settlement, to reach a solution together, then it's a problematic. The problem, I think, is the same with them because I don't know if they all hold their own decision. This is another problem to the...
What do you mean by hold their own decision?
I don't think they are responsible of their own decision.
You think someone else is pulling the strings?
Most certainly. We all know that how it goes in politics. In the Syrian crisis, it has an international dimension now, not only regional. But in all cases, politically, I think the Sunni-Shia conflict is at the roots of the whole uprising now all over the place. And I think if it continues, it is going to be detrimental to the whole region and to the whole world. So we pray they realize, you know, it's not worth it. And closeness and reconciliation is the path. That's why the appeal of the patriarch and the bishops is a very solid and profound appeal in that respect, because it calls for everlasting solutions for the good of Lebanon and the area.